Well, as a boy, I was always fascinated by stories of hidden treasure, buried treasure, and fascinated by claims of some to have maps to buried treasure. But that's kind of the way that we are constituted. We are always interested in searching for what is hidden. It's part of how we are wired. As children, we love to play hide and seek, or participate in scavenger hunts, or look for Easter eggs that are hidden. As adults, some enjoy mystery novels, and all of us enjoy stories, what keeps us reading a story or listening or watching a story in a movie is because we want to know how it all ends up. You know, how is it all going to be resolved and pulled together? St. Paul today tells us about a mystery that was revealed to him that was not made known to people in other generations. And our Epiphany story today is about three men who were in search of something. As our young Bible scholar suggested, they were probably astrologers because of their interest in this extraordinary star. They had traveled far because they had an insatiable thirst for something beyond themselves. Perhaps wisdom. Perhaps justice or truth. In short, meaning. They had an insatiable thirst for meaning, and that's what made them go on a long and perilous journey. Jesus would speak about people like them later in his Sermon on the Mount when he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." And that's like these three men. They were hungering and thirsting for something so much that it made them go on a long journey, searching for what was hidden, searching for the mystery. And today the Magi come to us in the living Word of God, and they urge us to join them in their long search after the star. To search for holiness, to search for meaning, to search for the key to life, to search for the pearl of great price, to search for the buried treasure, to search for the mystery which is now hidden in our human race because of the incarnation. To search for Jesus, who says of himself in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, "I am the bright morning star." This treasure is to be found right in our midst. For what was the end of the Magi's long journey? Matthew tells us, going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. What an ordinary, unremarkable sight. Yet because they were searching with all their hearts, with a great thirst, they found it extraordinary enough to fall down and worship him. This is the mystery that Jesus preaches about in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. The kingdom of God is at hand. Because this treasure that the Magi found there in that house with the child, with his mother, was something that would not be seen by the indolent and complacent seeing the same thing. They would not perceive it, because that is the mystery. Jesus also speaks about this mystery in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, when he says, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." That's the mystery to search for. That's the treasure to search for. And so, as this new year begins, let us rouse ourselves to search for the treasure, to participate with the Magi in their long search, to rouse ourselves to create that thirst within us, to seek the Lord while he may be found. Let us spend ourselves in that search. And as the Magi offered their costly gifts to the treasure that they found, we also should offer the costly gift of ourselves as we are fascinated by the mystery who is the morning star. Will we join in that great adventure this year, or will we remain stuck in a half-life? Amen. Amen.